Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Since it is Tuesday, and it is the 8 o'clock hour, it is time for Tech Tuesday with Rich DeMuro.
All the latest on gadgets and stuff with KFI's resident, handsome nerd.
It's Tech Tuesday with Rich DeMuro.
And here we start. Rich DeMuro, he's Rich on Tech Saturdays here on KFI 11 to 2. And his Instagram address is at Rich on Tech. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning to you, Bill.
All right. You sound like you're in Cupertino. Is that right?
Can you tell? Is the cell signal good or bad?
I mean, it's actually pretty good. And I, you know, it was a good guess that you were in Cupertino because it's written right here on the copy. So we talked about you going up there, and this is for the Apple announcement. And there was all kinds of rumors, et cetera. But, you know, by the time it's just before an Apple announcement or a rollout, everybody pretty well knows what is going to happen. And you did. And you talked about this new 3D system that they have. It's like Oculus. I don't know what they call virtual reality headsets. Although I was watching we're going to talk about that in a minute. I was watching an interview with Tim Cook talk about this thing. Man, it's on a whole new level relative to the headsets that are out now.
Oh, I would 100% agree with that. And it's also a new price point that we have yet to see with these sort of headsets, $3,500, which was actually more expensive than the rumors. But the rumors got a lot of the other stuff right. It's called Vision Pro. That's the name of this new headset, which is wild because it is an augmented reality / virtual reality headset. But Apple didn't say either of those things on stage, I don't think once. They're calling this a spatial computer. They're saying it's a whole new way to, entertain, to do computing work, to work with apps, anything you need. So it's this headset you put on. And once you're inside this headset, you can either see the world around you and just put put a giant computer screen in front of you and just work on that computer screen. Or you can FaceTime someone in front of you. Or there's a little dial on the top of this thing. You can dial it down and it literally gets rid of the world around you. So now you're completely immersed inside this headset and you can do the same thing. You can work on a computer. You can work on apps. You can watch a movie on a 100-foot screen that's virtual. And Bill, you know something's interesting when Disney is on board from day one. So they said Disney Plus is going to be available on this. You'll be able to watch all those movies. And we'll see. We'll see if this is going to be more entertainment related or if this is going to be a productivity tool. Right now, we're split on that. We don't know.
Yeah, I'm willing to guess it's going to be both. But the way it was portrayed, for example, let's say you are watching Aladdin flying around on a carpet in a Disney movie. You're there. You're on the carpet with this guy. And it is just on a level that is being described as incredible. Did you have a chance to actually try it?
So I get to do that at 9 a.m. this morning. Although, you know, Apple is so secretive, I don't know. I mean, all I know is that I have a meeting at 9 a.m. I'm probably not even allowed to say that at this point. But I think we'll be safe. But yes, so I've had my friends, a couple friends last night got to try it earlier. They're doing like individual demos with this thing and there's no photos, there's no cameras, there's no recording. So all you're able to do is try it and then talk about it afterwards. So that will be, but you know, there's it's kind of interesting. They didn't demo it live. They didn't have any of the executives put it on. They didn't let you try it on yesterday. You know, so most of the people have left here except for people that still have these meetings today to sort of try this thing out. But we still have 6 months before this launches. This is not launching until they didn't say when, but they said early next year. So we're talking at least January. Probably won't be January. Might be closer to February, maybe.
Yeah. Now, this event is by invitation only, correct?
Of course. Yep.
Okay. And here's the question that I always ask. Do they provide lunch, and what was the food like?
Oh, the food is – let me just give you a hint. So yesterday morning, you get there. And the spread of food was sturgeon toast. I think sturgeon is a type of fish.
It is.
They had just eggs. So there's always like a lot of vegan options, which I did try. That was pretty good. You know, pastries, coffee, snacks. I did not partake in lunch because I had to get back to work. But they have a whole spread for lunch. This giant, it's not even a cafeteria. It's like an Apple store that on the other side is a cafe that regular people can go to, but it's closed down during the media event, and they just put a bunch of free food out there.
You've got to have me invited just for the food, mind you. It's the technology, and I'm not very strong, but just the food. I always ask that question, by the way. Today, you're going to try that new VR headset from Apple, $3,500. Certainly next week, we're going to talk about it, and you're going to give a full review. In the meantime, there is a new MacBook Air. It's 15 inches. Let's talk about that. I mean, we don't usually talk about when new computers come out like this. Is this a big deal, and what's it? And how good is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a good size. Historically, the MacBook Air has been a smaller screen. People want that really thin, that really light computer, and this does not disappoint. It's a 15-inch screen. It is big. I played with it yesterday. Super light. It was a little warm, so, you know, that could be because they were keeping them on for hours on end, but that's one thing. There's no fans inside this thing, so that could be, you know, why it was so warm. But the reality is this is for the student who wants a bigger screen laptop. This is for the traveler. I just bought a 14-inch. I couldn't believe how much bigger the screen seemed compared to the 14-inch. So I got a MacBook Pro. It's a little thicker, smaller screen. This starts at $1,300 for the regular price and then $1,200 for students. And it's available next week. So pretty quick to get that one.
Now, the comparison, let's compare that to a PC-based system. For basically the same kind of quality and features and what it can do. Is this still insanely expensive relative to what you can buy out there?
I think it's probably about double the price of a comparable Windows computer laptop. But the reality is you can't really compare them anymore because Apple makes their own processors. And that gives these computers a lot of features that the Windows computers can't really touch, namely up to 18 hours battery life. So when I got the computer that I have with the new processor, I'm not kidding, Bill. I don't even think about charging this thing ever because it lasts forever. You never need to plug it in, and it's just incredible battery life. So that's something that's really different. You know, the screen, the video editing, the availability of some of the apps, the speaker system. I mean, they really do build a lot of these things. It's a premium computer. I also believe that sometimes they last longer than a typical Windows computer that you might pay less for, but this MacBook Air could last, you know, theoretically, you could use that thing for 8-10 years. I mean, I give my parents my old computers, and they're still using them, you know, 8 years later. So it's not like these things don't have a long life for the price they charge.
So bottom line, what you're saying, this is worth the money, even though it's twice as much as a comparable Windows. And let me ask you about this, speed. Or does it matter anymore? Because computers are so fast that it becomes incremental between them.
Well, I think, again, it depends on what you're doing. So if you're talking about the content creation community, which are people that are making music, they're editing photos, they're editing video on a computer, you know, they want the best. They want the best software. They want the best hardware. And you can get that with a desktop PC. But when it comes to laptops, you know, Apple really controls that portion of the market, and that's why people look towards these things. It also works really nicely with the iPhone. So people that have an iPhone, they call that the halo effect. And so, you know, they want these things as well. Bill, they also did a bunch of announcements around what the iPhone is going to do next. So two things. Number one, I should probably tell you the next version of iOS is going to be called iOS 17. But here's the thing. It's going to drop support for two phones. So it's going to drop support for the iPhone 10 and the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus, which means if you have those phones come the fall, you will not get the new software update. So that's just something to know. Those phones have been around for a while. So, you know, that's just, you know, one of the side notes here. But when it comes to the actual iOS 17, they did a couple of things. Number one, you can now bump iPhones next to each other to exchange contact information, which I thought that was kind of cool. So if you're at like a conference or something, you just put your iPhones near each other. You can exchange your business card. They also have a transcription feature where you can, if someone's leaving a voicemail, you can live see what that person's saying. It'll put it on your screen so you can decide if you want to pick up the phone or not, which I thought was kind of cool too.
Now, these are the new iPhones that are will do that, correct?
No, these are phones. These are iPhones. All the iPhones except the ones I just mentioned. iPhone.
All right, so this
everything
is just
from the XS to the 14 will get these new features.
Okay, and that's just an update on the programming, I guess, on the apps.
Hey, yeah.
I'm sitting here and I'm looking at my phone and I'm thinking, do I have to replace it? Because I just replaced it less than 6 months ago. It has three cameras on it, and I don't know what model it is, but does that help?
Yeah, that helps. Well, it sounds like you've got a Pro. If it has three cameras on the back, it's definitely an iPhone Pro. You can go into settings and about to see which phone you have. But if you are on, you know, if you've got three cameras on the back, I think you're doing pretty well. I don't think you need to upgrade right now. These phones last a very long time. So we're talking the first phone on the list of phones to get the update is the iPhone XR. And if you look at the release date, that was in 2018. So you're talking, 5 years at least? So that's pretty good.
Okay, I'm trying to look for about on my settings, and I can't find it. But yeah, what can I tell you? I'm not surprised.
Oh, it's setting. It might be settings general about. Sorry, that's. I'm on my phone.
You know what? I'll call you afterwards if I want to get through this.
Bill, I do a whole show on Saturdays. You can call in and ask your question, and I will troubleshoot you.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how I bypass everybody else because you get so many phone calls.
You do a code word. I've got a hot word. You just tell the secret word. You ready for it?
Yeah.
It's marshmallow.
Marshmallow. All right. So, and you're not going to get many phone calls with marshmallow. It's like we talked about how I have my password on all of the various programs that I have. And it's Bill123. And nobody has yet broken in.
Oh, that's smart. At least you have the 123 there, because that's really what sets it apart. If you just had Bill, I would say no dice. But 123, no one thinks of that, so you're good.
All right, here's one, and we'll end it with this one, and that is a feature to find your TV remote with an iPhone. I am always losing my TV remote, constantly. I don't remember where I put it.
Well, this works with the Apple TV. I know it's not every remote out there, but a lot of people use the Apple TV. And it's kind of like an AirTag, but now it's built into the remote. So your iPhone will lead you to the Apple TV remote. They quickly demoed this, so I can't say exactly how it's going to work. But the good news is, no matter where your remote is, if it's in the couch cushion, wherever, I can't seem to find mine ever. The kids just leave it wherever they feel like it. This will be a welcome addition for many people. And that's coming out in the fall as well. All this stuff is really coming out in the fall, these new software updates.
All right. So my question is, you had mentioned the couch cushions. It is specific enough to where I'm holding it or I have my phone and it is literally in the couch cushion next to me and it will find it.
Yeah, it'll lead you right to it. It'll say it's almost like a game of Marco Polo. It's like getting warmer. Nope, turn that way. Here you go. You found it.
That's pretty impressive. All right. Tech Tuesday. Rich DeMuro is heard Saturday, 11 to 2. And at Rich on Tech. Rich, have a good day.
Thanks, Bill.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.